Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and happy New Year to everyone in the House, Mr. Speaker. Let me, first of all, Mr. Speaker, express our support for the John Key-led government and the Maori Party's role in that government, and say further, Mr. Speaker, that we're like the great many New Zealanders in this great country of ours. We think that we are very lucky to have John Key as Prime Minister at this time. And why is that, Mr. Speaker? Because John Key knows a simple thing, that a country, like a family, like a business, can't spend a dollar until it's earned a dollar. And I have to say, that is precisely the situation that New Zealand confronts. And it's also the case, Mr. Speaker, that unlike many politicians, John Key has some real-world experience in the area of business and actually making a dollar, Mr. Speaker. And I say we're lucky at this time to have the Prime Minister that we do. The ACT Party, Mr. Speaker, promised the people of New Zealand that we'd support National before the election. We promised again on election night, and Mr. Speaker, the ACT Party has been true to its word. But Mr. Speaker, there's a lot more that we have to do as a country and as a government. Mr. Speaker, we have to work much harder to get jobs for our young people in this country and to provide them with opportunity. And we have to do much more, Mr. Speaker, to lift wages in this country so that we can enjoy the standard of living that we aspire to. This is especially so, Mr. Speaker, to point this out with an election coming up. Mr. Speaker, it's also ACT's role to tell it like it is. And Mr. Speaker, I know the Labor Party want to live in fairyland, but let me just make this point. The country is broke, Mr. Speaker. There's no other way to say it. The government is borrowing $300 million a week. $300 million a week. Let me explain, Mr. Speaker, what that means. That's $200 a week for every household in New Zealand. For every family in New Zealand, the government alone is borrowing $200 a week. Debt is set to triple in the next 5 years. And what's Mr. Gough's solution? Spend more. Mr. Gough needs and owes an explanation to the people of New Zealand and indeed to the Labor Party about where the money is coming from. And if you want to see what can happen in New Zealand if we don't reverse this borrowing, just look at Ireland, just look at Italy, just look at Greece, just look at Spain, at the economic and social chaos. Mr. Speaker, it's also ACT's role to be part of the solution to addressing this nation's policies and problems. And that means, Mr. Speaker, working with the National-led government. And I'm proud to say, Mr. Speaker, that under MMP, we had a Prime Minister that had the confidence in election year to set the date for November 26th for an election. And that shows the trust and stability that John Key has in the support parties. He knows, Mr. Speaker, that we can continue to deliver good centre-right policies. Mr. Speaker, it's also the ACT Party's job to be bold and to be courageous and to nudge National along to do the right thing and to stick to its principles. And Mr. Speaker, we support the mixed ownership model that the National Party has announced. But Mr. Speaker, it's not enough. We can't indefinitely sell assets and help to cure our problem of borrowing $300 million. Like a household, like a business, like a family, we actually have to get the spending under control, Mr. Speaker, and that's why the ACT Party will be bringing to Parliament measures to get that spending under control this year and to take the squeeze off families, to take the squeeze off businesses, because the ACT Party believes that government has to live within a budget just like everyone else has to do in New Zealand. And, Mr. Speaker, we need to do so much better for business in this country. Business is being squeezed. That's where the jobs come from. That's where the wealth comes from. That's where the wages come from. And businesses are being squeezed by red tape, high taxes and government debt, Mr. Speaker. So what is the ACT Party doing? Well, we'll have bringing into the House a regulatory reform bill that will actually update 13 separate pieces of legislation, reducing compliance costs. The regulatory reform repeal bill that will eliminate 31 pieces of legislation, and we'll have an executive order to eliminate 206 redundant regulations. All that is good, Mr. Speaker, but it's not enough. We need to do much, much more, and that's why the ACT Party has been working with National and the Maori Party on a regulatory responsibility bill to set a higher standard for ourselves in terms of bringing more and ever more legislation to this Parliament. Mr. Speaker, I think it's important that we do much, much better on the economic front. I think it's important that government gets its spending under control. But for the future, Mr. Speaker, we all have to do much better for education. And recently I was at a function where the Prime Minister announced a statistic which is truly horrific. So horrific that I actually had to get it checked. And it's true. And it's this, Mr. Speaker. Last week, 60,000 New Zealand children started school. On present statistics, 12,000 of those students will leave school unable to read and to write at a sufficient level for the workplace. That is 20% of the new entrants, Mr. Speaker. 20%, Mr. Speaker. And what horrified me, Mr. Speaker, is for Māori, horrifically and sadly, it's one in two. 50% of the Māori students turning up to school age five on present statistics will have years and years at school and not be able to read and write sufficiently to be able to enter the workforce. And if you want to know the cause of crime, I think that's a big issue there, Mr. Speaker. If you want to know the cause of poverty and disparity, there is a big one. And I have to say, Mr. Speaker, I'm proud and the ACT Party is proud to be part of a government, to be working with the National Party, to be working with the Maori Party, and to be working with teachers and professionals up and down New Zealand to actually get a better result for those kids and for our country. I believe that those parties that want to deny the facts should hang their heads in shame, because they are letting down our kids. And Mr. Speaker, it is going to be a great year for the country, and we look forward to continuing to contribute to the solution and not be part of the problem like the one that the Labor government left us with.